Stratisfaction.com.
Jay, you had a chance to talk with Miss Stratus here. Fill us in.
I did. She was at the TV studio I work at, and she was filming the opening for her new show, Stratosphere.
Right.
And that's basically where we went. Figured I had a chat. She's hosting this new show. Let's chat about it. And then she gives some thoughts about what she thinks of the current
good.
WWE and TNA product, for
good.
That matter.
Very good.
Let's get on into it. It's me and Trish right here on the law. Trish Stratus, known to all of the live audio wrestling audience, of course. Departed from professional wrestling, now doing something called Stratosphere. So tell us about what you're doing now, because I've heard you're doing crazy things.
Oh, I'm doing a plethora mm-hmm. of crazy things. Isn't that a great word?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shooting a new travel show. So, of course, with wrestling, I've traveled all over the world, never got to see it. You've heard that story, la, la, la. The whole, I went to arenas and airports and hotels. It's true, but it's like, we've heard it before. But I get to travel to these exotic locations and do a sport or something that is relevant to the culture and do some sightseeing. And, it's my Stratosphere. It's my show. Awesome.
And it's for CTV travel, right?
Yes, and Discovery HD as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now tell me about the one particular adventure we have to hear about here, because rumors were, Trish Stratus is wrestling again. But it wasn't necessarily what you're not really professional wrestling on the show.
Well, it was professional wrestling to the Icelandic folk, not so much to us. It's called Glima. And I could give you my spiel. It's been around since the Viking ages. It's their national sport, yada, yada. But it looks really silly. Maybe, possibly, some people have seen me footage. I'm strapped into, like, belts, and then we're kind of dancing, with dancing shoes almost. And then the takedowns were good. They're kind of like, hip tosses. Not too exciting. But I wasn't allowed to use my moves, so it was sort of, just be thrown around. And, it was interesting. It's dancing, pretty much, kind of, Not to, no offense. Still a great sport.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's you were seeing Stacy go on and do dancing, Dancing with the Stars and stuff like that. This mm-hmm. is still slightly different, though. But what else have you gotten up to on your world tour? Because you're everywhere for this thing, with crazy travel and even crazier activities.
Indeed, Jason. I was racing reindeer in Norway, which is pretty freaking fantastic. I was north of the Arctic Circle, and I got pulled by a reindeer. I mean, it's pretty crazy. They go pretty fast. They're about 40 kilometers an hour, I think, on skis. Yeah.
Did you fall?
Zero times did I fall.
That's awesome. You are, and now you're now on the next leg of the tour that you're just about to do. A lot of combat fighting type stuff going on, right?
Yeah, well, when we were discussing the show, I love adventurous things, but I love to fight. Like, it's like, Trish loves to fight. No, but I like the adrenaline rush of it all. So, of course, when you go to places like Thailand, you have to do Muay Thai kickboxing. So, yeah, and it's actually funny because about 50% of the activities I'm doing are fighting. So it's in my blood still. It's awesome. Like, I'm doing stick fighting, which will, when I advance, lead to the sword fighting. Maybe next season I'll be sword fighting. But, it's really awesome, and just getting to see these wonderful places. I'm going to be staying at the Himalayas Mountains when I'm in India. Pretty amazing.
Now, you are, like, so far departed from the world of wrestling right now, but I was actually surprised to see you back for the 15th anniversary. So why did you make the decision to come back?
Well, because it was the 15th anniversary, mm-hmm. and I always said there had to be a great reason for me to come back, so it's different to come back for, like, a big storyline and have, you're on every week, it has to lead up to something, but this was just, it was a really good feel-good moment, I think, for Lita fans and Trish fans. We could finally hold hands and skip and frolic together, but I felt that too, and of course, Amy and I have been friends for, since the beginning, and we loved it. We literally spoke about it first. We're like, okay, what do you think? Should we do this? And it was like, we were sticking to, like, this is the way it goes down, though, and there's no swing. And it was like, what if they try and pull a fast one? Okay, we won't go. Okay, good, yeah. And felt okay with that. But they were good. I mean, from the minute they called, it was all about whatever you want to do, as long as you're comfortable, it's a feel-good show. And we kind of, like, put the scenarios together and worked with them. And, and Amy and I, a.k.a. Lita, loved it. Awesome.
Now, when I talked to RVD, because he appeared on that show as well, he said, when he got in there, he did his spot, and before he left, there was a bunch of people asking, hey, do you want to come back? Are you ready? Is it good to go? Did you get the same feel from people there? Were people asking questions?
I mean, Not so much. I think I just because I'm actually actively doing stuff that's sort of in motion right now. Like I'm opening up a yoga studio, and they know. So these things were kind of like they knew I sort of left to open up another chapter of my life, which was, you know, travel with my husband. And so he's not coming on my travel show. That didn't work out, but I'm traveling. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that, you know, and they know, like for them, they always say that the door is always open. And frankly, I mean, I look at the scenario, and if something, I mean, I get asked all the time, would you come back? I always say, I mean, I love it. I love being out there. I love a good, you know, story. So unless I'm given one or there's one that could be, you know, swooped together, then, you know, we'll see.
Well, it's, of course, that never say never thing in wrestling, right? That's what everybody says,
yeah.
Of course. Are you still watching the product now, though? Are you keeping track of anything that's going on?
I have not watched per se. I've been, but I keep up online, and of course, I listen to the Law every Sunday. So yeah, you guys actually keep me updated. But I saw a couple clips here and there because some interesting stuff. It's actually a whole other scene. It's sort of like it's like when you watch the YNR.
Okay.
Right? And you leave and you go back and you're like, Jill and Jack are no longer brother and sister. They found out they actually could be lovers. Da, da, da. Like, it's like really the same players but different stories. And you know, it's just interesting how it really is a soap opera. I'm like, oh, it is.
So, but if you've gotten your fix through listening to The Law,
yep.
Which with loyal listener,
yep.
Then you know after you kind of left the women's division, we would say a steady decline or into the shitter after you left. What do you see happening there in particular? I mean, I'm looking at someone like Beth Phoenix,
yeah.
Who's really, you know, a good in-ring worker and is in a Playboy Mania match at WrestleMania. Any thoughts on that? Because I think you and her in a match would be much more entertaining than what they're doing right now.
Yeah. What is it called? Bunny Mania?
Yeah.
Okay, I think. Sorry, did you get that? Did I get you wet with that? I've always been this way. Like, I think there's a place for it. Because particularly there's a deal with Playboy, so there is a place for it. There always will be. But I really think, like, they could always provide the other additional. I mean, just like that's what I did. I kind of had the women's storyline going for the women's championship. And then it's just like Beth is the champion and there's no women's championship match. And the story, I just... Boo-hoo. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit, Jason.
Neither do we. But on the flip side, though, yeah. Have you seen any of TNA's stuff recently?
Actually, I have. I got sent a particular pay-per-view recently. I thought it was quite amazing. I really enjoyed it. I love the fact that every girl works, and they are going after the girl that works, and I think that's awesome. I really think they're doing an amazing job over there. Like, it's surprising sometimes. Like, wow, it's really good to see.
I mean, you worked with Gail when she was in the WWE, of course. In retrospect, it just looks like a big mistake shipping her over to TNA now because she's doing so well. They're heading up that division with her and Kong. Was that the match you saw her and Kong?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What did you think of that match?
Well, you know, the great, like, what I love about it was just these distinct characters coming in with, like, the crowd knows what to expect from each of them, so what happens when they get in the ring. And it just, it's like, you know, when I watch WWE and there's just these people, there's no, what's the reason? What are we in the ring for? Like, there's none of that anymore. And it's continuously like that with not just the women's division, right? So, yeah.
you can't see facial expressions on the radio. My eyes just rolled into the back of my head, though.
yeah, so it's a developing storyline. And that's what I see, and that's awesome there, yeah.
That is fantastic. Okay, so it's Never Say Never, but right now you got the TV show. But along with that, tell me about the yoga studio because it's opening up very soon.
Yes, we are looking end of April. And I'm going to confirm that further, but I believe right now, you know, construction goes as it's going. I'm just excited. I'm finally opening a place that, of course, I did yoga, started doing with my back injury. And I love it, and I'm passionate about it, and it's kind of neat to do something that, like, you love and get to do for the rest of your life, right? And plus, it's kind of like I get a place to do yoga now. I don't have to drive downtown, so it helps me out, too. No, but I'm really excited, and I want just, you know, I know it sounds silly, but I want it to be like this yoga community center, because people have like a misconception about yoga. They think it's like, you know, you're in a pretzel or you like chant and, you know, it's slow and, oh, how do you get a workout out of that? But, I mean, there's so many different types of yoga, and you can really get, like, I mean, it's so versatile for so many different people and so many different needs. And I've built a big lounge, so hopefully it can be like, you know, you can come and, you know, it's the running room, that store.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and you can talk to the guy behind the desk, and he actually can say, oh, buy these shoes, and this is how you run 5Ks. Well, hopefully we can provide that sort of thing for people looking to get into yoga, because I know you want to.
I will be there. I will be bringing the TV show there. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Now, will the person behind the desk be you, though? Like, are you going to be hands-on with this?
Not behind the desk.
Will you be teaching, though? Will you be doing, like, teaching yoga there?
Well, I just actually completed my certification, so I'm Ashtanga certified. And, yeah, I mean, I think initially I actually went out, and my goal was to hire the best top instructors in Toronto. So they'll be running the show as far as, you know, keeping, and of course I'm going, and I'll be running my show, a.k.a. Stratosphere, in, like, you know, around the world. But, yeah, I mean, I'll be practicing every day there, and then once in a while there'll be, you know, Stratos classes and stuff. Yeah. Why, you're just going to come to those ones, right?
Well, yes, yeah. I will be there. No, if it becomes a life routine like it has for you, and it healed you, I do nothing. Look at me. I'm a stick figure.
I know you are.
You seem concerned.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Well, it's, you know, you start off easy. We're going to put you in naked yoga.
Okay.
You know, just to ease into it.
That's me. I'm down with that.
It's strange. I mean, you know, obviously, like, the listeners don't know this, but he's naked right now.
Yeah.
And it's weird, I'll be honest with you, but, I mean, I'm used to it. Yeah. And, you know, it's just stick figure once again. So it's whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And with that, we're good. We are done.